you've had this whole desire to be realized. It's the passion. It's what you're here for. The human in its last lifetime, waiting for realization. And then wondering why it's not here. And then working at it. And then worrying about it. And then doing strange macho things when actually nothing needs to be done at all. I've said from the beginning, this is all natural, not a thing for the human to do. Because you see, the human actually does not become realized. The human does not become realized. When the master has brought everything to wisdom, and when there's kind of a consensus between the human and the master for the human no longer to hold on to things, no longer to have to process or to feel guilty or any of that, when it's all brought to wisdom, then the Merlin emerges. And the human is intimately aware of the Merlin. Now the human has let all this stuff go. The Merlin is realized, meaning that everything's, it's done its job. It's collected everything. It's brought it to wisdom, and it's given it as a gift to the I Am. Not that the I Am needs a lot of gifts, but the I Am receives all of this. And in that moment, the I Am is enlightened. As the Merlin of each and every one of you, my passion is to bridge the human and the soul. So they face each other once again. They integrate with each other once again. The greatest, you could say, asset of the Merlin, now that everything has been brought to wisdom, is that the Merlin is now timeless. Imagine, dear human, you who excel in experiences, what it's going to be like now having experiences beyond time. The other thing that's so important to know at this point is that there really is no future. As there is no time, there is no future. And there's not a future of realization. The realization's always been here. It's all in your energy. And the energy has no time. In this new time of timelessness, in the free time that Adamus talks about, is that you'll feel a sense of integration like never before. And what we have here then is this moment of integrate into the greatness of yourself. Now is the time in that Atlantean dream and in the time of machines where we join together all the ascended masters and all who are ready to allow their realization. Let us take a deep breath together in this beautiful and silent moment. Each a sovereign being, but yet joined together by one thing in common, realization. Now comes the time for the human to be relieved of any of the burdens of coming to realization. It has always been up to the I Am. And the real work was done by the Master, now called the Merlin. It's time for the human to let go of that burden and the struggle, and now simply to receive the awareness of realization. The soul has fulfilled what it wanted to do when it came through the order of the ark, has fulfilled what it wanted to do with the coming of the human. It is the soul that becomes enlightened. It is the human that allows that awareness.